Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening, Miss. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Miss, I'm not telling anything at all. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us on some issues facing your community and the nation? I'll be as brief as possible, okay, Miss? Okay?
This isn't my phone.
It's okay, ma'am. It doesn't, I mean, ma'am, all I'm going to do, it's just a survey about some real important topics. I don't know your name. I'm not going to ask any personal information. It's just basically about some, the upcoming elections, okay? Okay. First of all, I'm sorry. I have to read everything verbatim, okay? Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Now, going forward, what is the year of your birth?
94.
Okay. Thank you. 94. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No?
I am not.
Okay. Now, what is your race? White, Black, African, American,
white.
Indian? White. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, the future of the country?
Negative.
Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Negative.
Moving forward, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all. 10 means young women have a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter most to the community.
5.
5, thank you. On the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read a list. Please pick the one that you feel. The top 3, national security, mental health, student loans, crime, education, racism and discrimination, healthcare, economy and cost of living, gun violence, immigration, abortion access, and climate change.
Okay, what was the question again?
Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today?
Mental health.
Okay.
I can't remember some of those.
Student loans, crime, education, racism and discrimination, healthcare, economy and cost of living, gun violence, immigration, abortion access, climate change.
Healthcare, mental health, and I guess racism, discrimination.
Okay, moving forward, thank you for taking your time. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Economic security and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, advancing in your career, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, your education, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children. Which 3 do you pick?
Of where I'm at.
I'm sorry?
What was the question? I forget the question after.
Okay,
I'll
be more than glad to repeat the question. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Economic security?
Okay. I remember the choices. Financial security, that was one of them, right?
Financial security. Yes. Economic security and financial independence. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Children, and then I think the other one was hobbies or whatever.
Exactly. Thank you. Hobbies. Let's see where it is. It's right here. Okay. Moving forward. So I can get you back. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Being a member of your racial ethnic group, being a woman, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being young, being American, your personality, your profession, your spiritual religious beliefs, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation.
I guess being a mother.
Okay.
Got to pick 3.
Okay, yes.
I guess sexual orientation, and what's another, what's the third one?
Your personality, your profession, your spiritual, religious beliefs.
Religion.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Dread.
Scared happiness, and sad.
Sad, okay. I have
scared.
Sadness and scared. Okay. Anger, frustration, hope, exhaustion, happiness, dread. Which of these do you feel?
Dread.
Dread, okay, moving forward. And which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
See,
moving forward, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Systemic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Corporate money has too much influence. Division and gridlock between political parties. The two-party system. Too many old white men in power. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Would you like me to repeat them again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Systemic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Corporate money has too much influence. Division and gridlock between political parties. The two-party system. Too many old white men in power, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Racism and the last one.
Not enough people getting involved, uh-huh.
And then, what was the first one?
Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
That one.
Okay, moving forward. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issue that matters to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, little, or not at all? Congress.
None.
None at all. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
I guess not.
Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
No.
President Biden?
Definitely not.
The Supreme Court?
No, I don't trust anybody, sir.
Okay. What about your state government?
No.
Your city government?
No.
Okay, so you're saying for all these that I had mentioned, you do not trust at all?
No.
Okay, moving forward. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
I don't know. I was iffy on that one, so.
So is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
I guess somewhat motivating.
moving forward. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
Moving forward, ma'am, and I want to thank you for taking your time. Now, we're almost done here. How likely are you to participate in the following? Signing a petition, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely, or not at all likely.
Not
Wait,
at all.
Signing a petition for what?
Any, in general.
Oh, very likely. I don't know
very
what
likely.
I was thinking.
Okay, voting in elections, very likely, somewhat likely, not very,
very likely.
Likely. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Very likely.
Attending a protest?
Very unlikely.
Okay. What about boycotting a company?
Very likely.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Very unlikely.
And volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Very likely.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe what you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You did not have time to vote. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you faced other obstacles.
None of the above because I always vote.
Okay, moving forward. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing, petition, contacting representatives, etc. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Now, is this engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. It is engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A little more.
And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or up to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does this engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little more.
Okay, now, what are the media sources that you check for most new content? You may choose two: Twitter, Facebook, international news outlets, YouTube, TikTok, national TV news stations, podcasts, local TV news stations, news or information.
TikTok,
anything else?
No.
No, okay.
Facebook,
okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to business, finance, healthy, beauty, self-care, humor, memes, hobbies, tips or hacks, sports, government, politics, shows, movies, news, current events, science, technology, music, or other?
Tips and news.
I'm sorry?
Tips and news.
Tips and news, okay. Moving forward here so I can get you. Yeah, we're almost done. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school diploma.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. And like I said, this is, I got to read verbatim. Are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
With a partner, okay. Unmarried.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
I'm temporarily unemployed.
Unemployed. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$30,000.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Bye-bye.
You too.
You've been a great help. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.